Warriors-Raptors, Game 4 of the NBA Finals, a Friday night clash at Oracle Arena, where the return to action of Klay Thompson bringing energy to the Warriors early, as he would finish with the team-high 28 points on the night with 6 trays. Stephen Curry motoring his way to 27 points with 6 assists. Kevon Looney also battling back and bringing the fight in this one as he scored 10 points off the bench. And Draymond Green, aggressive on both ends, finishing with 10 points, 12 assists, and 9 boards. But the Raptors grab a 3-1 lead, taking it 105-92, the final.
You guys got outscored pretty big in the third quarter. How did it get away from you in the third?
I thought they just took it to us right from the beginning of the quarter. Kawhi hit 2 threes immediately, and they turned up their defense. And they just got on a run, and we just sort of lost that defensive tenacity that we had in the first half.
Right, standing.
Coach Dan Devine from The Ringer. Uncomfortable position to be in, but not one you haven't seen before, down 3-1. What can you take from your past experience being on the brink as you try to get the guys ready for Game 5?
You just try to win one game. That's what we did a few years ago against OKC. Win one game, and then you move forward. So that's our focus now is, we'll fly to Toronto tomorrow and take a look at the film, see what we can do better, and try to win a game. We've won a lot of games over the years, so we'll try to win another one.
Third row over here.
CJ Peterson, San Francisco Examiner. Steve, obviously, Kawhi's 36, really carried Toronto tonight, but Serge Ibaka's 20 really hurt you guys. You know, he's really active in the pick and roll. What was so hard about guarding Serge tonight?
He just got it going, and they did a good job in the second half of moving the ball and finding the open man. They hit 8 threes in the second half after we did a good job on them in the first. And so the ball started moving, and they found Serge in the pockets and in the middle of the paint several times, and he had a great game.
Towards the middle.
Nate Duncan, Dunked On Podcast. Coach, this is the most that your defense has struggled in a series since you've been here. What's been the issue for you guys defensively in the series?
We're playing a really good team that moves the ball. And I think we've had our moments defensively, but we haven't been able to string together the stops over the course of a game that we've needed to. So I give them the credit. They've just played really well offensively, and they got a lot of threats out there, a lot of shooters, a lot of passers, and so they're playing well, and we've got to do better.
Phil, fourth row on the right.
Hey, Steve. Phil Barber, Santa Rosa Press Democrat. It seemed like Steph struggled to find shots for a lot of the evening. What were you trying to do to get him shots, and in retrospect, could you have done more?
Well, we'll take a look at the tape, but we've been playing a certain style for a long time here, and the ball moves, and Steph's one of the great off-ball cutters in the league, and can play both on and off the ball, and so we're trying to mix up the different things that we do, and it wasn't his best game, but he'll bounce back.
Tim in the back left.
Steve, Tim Reynolds with the AP. I'm sure it's a very down room right now for obvious reasons. How important is it to sort of find some morale in the next 72 hours? How important and how daunting do you think that task will be as you try to stave this thing off on Monday?
I don't think it's daunting at all. We go to Toronto, and this is what we do for a living. We play basketball, so we look forward to playing another basketball game in an exciting atmosphere and the ultimate test, NBA Finals. So I think we look at it as a challenge. And obviously we've got to lick our wounds tonight, tough loss, but the game's a few days away. We'll have plenty of energy, and we'll be ready to go.
Again, in the back, Ron.
Steve, Ron Krejcik from the San Francisco Chronicle. You talked a little bit about Steph. Did the Raptors approach him any differently defensively, given what he did the other night? And obviously some of that is affected by Clay's presence. How did that sort of mesh? How did you think Clay played tonight?
Clay was amazing. I mean, with a tweaked hamstring to do what he did. Looney as well, coming in and playing 20 minutes, given his injury status. So both those guys are they're warriors, no pun intended. They just compete, and I'm really proud of both of them. both played really well, but again, it just it wasn't enough in terms of our team effort.
Standing on your right, Monty.
Monty Poole, NBC Sports Bay Area. Steve, first half, you guys, I think going in at halftime, you're up 4. Was there a sense that you could have been up by more? I mean, all the turnovers that kept coming even in the second half, how much of that played a role in what happened tonight, just the turning the ball over and so forth, the empty possessions?
Yeah, I think the turnovers hurt us. We probably played well enough in the first half to be up 8 or 10. But that's, you know, that's not abnormal in the NBA. You know, they stayed in the game with their free throws in the first half. I think they made 10 to our 2, and that kept it close while they were struggling offensively. And, again, you know, they start out the third with Kawhi hits 2 straight threes to give them the lead, and I thought there was a surge of energy for them at that point, and that was a really key moment, those first few minutes of the third quarter.
Do the last two questions, third row, and then Jeff over here on the right.
Grant Cohn, Santa Rosa Press Democrat. Steve, you guys have to take 3 in a row now from a team that's taken 5 of 6 from you this season. Where do you go from here? How much better do you guys have to play to win this series?
We go to Toronto, and we try to win a game. It's as simple as that. So we're not thinking about winning 3 games. We're thinking about winning 1 game, and that's the task. So I know we're capable. We got a lot of talent, and we got a lot of pride. These guys have been to the finals 5 straight years for a reason. They're unbelievably competitive, and they're together, and they're going to fight. They're going to fight the whole way. So we'll go try to get 1 win, and if we can do that, come back here and see what happens.
Jeff on the right.
Jeff Rado, Bay Area News Group. Steve, one of your most competitive guys, obviously, is Draymond. Seems like he came out in the first half and was playing his brains out on defense. Second half, it looked like he lost this guy a few times. What did you think of his play tonight?
Oh, Draymond played he played so hard tonight out there. The first half, the intensity level was incredible. Just to see the athleticism and the defensive energy by both teams, it was amazing. And Draymond's always right at the center of all that. One of the best defenders I've ever seen, and he's flying around and doing his thing and covering everybody, and then offensively, you know, handling the ball and trying to distribute the ball to our shooters. And so Draymond always makes a huge impact on the game, and I thought he did tonight. But again, it was a group effort, and we didn't have enough as a group to win the game.
Thank you, Coach.
Thanks.
So, Jim, tell me what the Warriors' adjustments will have to be in order to capture Game 5 and bring this thing back to Oakland.
Well, first of all, they've got to play consistent defense through all 4 quarters. They did a great job in the first half, but everything fell apart in the third quarter. But I have to give credit to Toronto. They came out in the third quarter just like the Warriors came out in the third quarter in Game 2 up in Toronto. Remember when they came out and they made a 7-0 run, then they had a timeout. It was 14-0 run. I think they eventually had like an 18-0 run in that third quarter. And it just changed the game when they outscored them 34-21, if I recall. Well, they turned the tables on them tonight. Toronto Raptors did. It was the third quarter blitz. They were the aggressive team. They moved the ball. Everybody was starting to score. Leonard got 17 points in that third quarter after not scoring in the second quarter. So all of a sudden, to begin the third quarter, or the fourth quarter, you know, they're up by 12 and Leonard's got 31 on the board. And it was a 16-point turnaround from halftime. But
why?
Because the Warriors didn't defend very well, right. Tim. They didn't defend a pick and roll very well when there was a double team coming. They didn't take the ball away from the middle. And they started hitting 3-point shots in that quarter alone. They made 5 threes in that third quarter, did Toronto. And one, Serge Ibaka was a game changer for them. Ibaka, you know, who'd been averaging 6 points a game in the series, he ends up with 20 tonight. He's been averaging 6. He had 15 by the end of that third quarter, and he was a real factor inside. And they went smaller to Kevon Looney. Not blaming him at all, but he knew he could shoot over anybody inside with that little jump hook, and he got penetration off of passing and cutting.
Now, Kawhi Leonard, obviously Toronto has figured out what to do when Kawhi Leonard gets doubled and the Warriors make him give the ball up. They're getting easy shots off of that for a good chunk of the night. He didn't have assists, but he was making the hockey assist. He would pass it to somebody who would move the ball.
Yes.
So what do you do now with that? Do you try to play him straight up and say, okay, let's just stay home on everybody else?
Maybe so, Tim. Here's the problem. The Warriors all season long and throughout really much of their success here in the last few years, they have, you know, it's camouflage because they've been so good offensively. All right? Curry was not good offensively tonight. I don't care. He ended up with 27. Curry was at minus 17 in the second half. A minus 17. Draymond Green was a minus 19 in the second half. I mean, that's a huge, huge turnaround for you. Curry had to be a volume shooter tonight. Didn't shoot it well. Thompson was the only viable scorer. They aren't getting enough offense. Okay, in my estimation, you got to give credit to the Toronto Raptors, the way they moved the ball and the way they scored. The Warriors scored 46 points in the first half, and they had a lead of four. They scored 46 points in the second half, but lost the second half 63-46 because they couldn't defend. So if you're not defending like that, you got to get something. No one is able to step up and say, hey, I'm going to take some responsibility and score here. They don't have the guys off the bench. Quinn Cook didn't score tonight. Andre Iguodala's passing up shots. Passing up shots. And it's just the way it is. It's the personnel that they have right there. And Stephen Curry was absolutely fried. I just thought he was exhausted. It showed in everything. They didn't have the spirit. They never got any of those runs that you expect. And so, as I say, it's been camouflaged a lot by their great offense. But of course, they don't have Durant. They're not worried about that. They know that they're going to have to play with what they have. But I'm not so sure I'm not so sure that the Warriors' defense was so lacking in the second half. I just thought that the offense of Toronto was better, led by Leonard, because he can control a game.
He controls the game. When he has the ball in his hands, like Steph Curry, when Curry is playing well and when the Warriors are playing well, he has gravity. Everybody's looking at him, and Toronto knew exactly what to do once the ball was out of his hands.
And here's the thing with Leonard. They go and try to double-team him, he did not have a turnover tonight.
Right.
That's how good he is with the ball. You can't get it out of his hands, and he's never in a hurry. He never panics. He doesn't worry if the shot clock's winding down. He'll take the shot himself, or he'll pass to somebody. And by the way, when he came out in quarter three and he starts taking over like that, dropping a couple of threes like he did in succession there. I mean, he did that in the first quarter too, by the way. He carried them. He carried them in the first quarter with his 14. His 14 of their 17 came from Leonard alone. He carried them in the first quarter, so otherwise, maybe they would, if he'd had a bad first quarter, maybe they never recover against the Warriors.
You know, and if Kevin Durant comes back for game five in Toronto, Jim, you're down 3-1. If Toronto has a hot night, it may not be in time.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
I agree with that. But I'm not counting on him coming
no.
back.
No.
I'm not counting on him coming back at all. I don't think the players are either. So where we go from here, Toronto was just too doggone good in the second half. I mean, they shot 50% in the second half, and they were almost 50% from three-point range. They made 8 threes in the second half. So they were really, really good. Yes, the Warriors got a little lazy with Ibaka inside, I thought, at times. He also hit a couple of jumpers, and Ibaka also hit a three that he took, the one three that he took.
Well, they were
really good.
Really good. They came to Oracle and won by 14 and won by 13.
So the Warriors now, they have a lot to lose if they go up there and lose, but they're going to be loose. I think they're going to go up there, and they're just going to play their tails off. And this team is resilient. They know who they are. They're not going to look back at this game tonight. They're going to take that game up there as one individual game. And it wouldn't surprise me if you see another game here at Oracle Arena, which everyone knows that will be the final game.
It would be the final game. This could be the final game.
This could be.
Which
I'm banking that it won't.
Which, if it is, you know, Jim, it's a special place. It's always going to be a special place.
Oh, without question, because, Tim, you have to remember, maybe you forgot this. When they started playing the games, all the games here.
71-72.
Was my first year with the Warriors.
First year of the Warriors, that's right.
And it was really special to do that because I remember on opposing teams, I played at the Civic Center. I played at the
Cal Palace. Yes. I'm
trying to think if I played anywhere else. I didn't play in the San Francisco Gym. Well, yes, I did. I think I did play in the old, was it San at USF Gym? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think I did. I remember that now. Yes, I did. I played there with the Celtics, so I played in the other places. And it was nice just to come here and have it your home.
Yeah, so you have been coming here for what, 48 years?
I didn't add, 48 years, you're right.
48 years. I've only been coming here as a Warrior employee since 95 for 24. And I'm going to have something more formal if indeed Game 5 is the Raptors championship and they
win. I'm sure you will.
But I will say this.
Your eloquent.
If this is indeed the night, the last time I come and sit here and look down on this floor and call a Golden State Warriors game, I know that I've been able to do it with friends. I've been able to come here with friends. And if indeed it is the last night, because just in case, this guy to my right, Lee Jones, has been our chief man at the controls for long before I got here.
Yes,
and
Mr. Professional.
And there are many nights where Lee Jones saved my sanity.
Uh-huh.
there were many nights. When
well, you can put your trust in him.
He is absolutely aces. He is the best. And if indeed this is the last night, then that part of me will be sad. Lee J is retiring at the end of this year and is, I believe, going to an island that has yet to be named. And
good for you, Lee.
And we have also tonight, Jeff Chapman is here tonight. And Jeff and his son, Bo, who unfortunately passed away earlier this year, they have been our two primary statisticians for the run here at Oracle Arena. And again, I've sounded a lot better over the years because of the Chapman family. And, of course, Alan Brown, who is here tonight, R.C. Davis over there, the only man in the NBA that pulls off wearing two headsets at the same time. That's R.C. Davis. JB, hopefully we get to do this formally next Thursday night. That's what we're hoping for. But the Warriors have work to do.
Yes, they do. And Toronto's going to be amped up. And that arena is going to be hot. It's going to be intense in there. We saw that in Game 1. It's exciting. Again, it's not just Toronto. We are playing the country of Canada. And they know that. And they feel that throughout the entire country up there.
And throughout this series against the Raptors, for extended audio coverage of the Warriors in the 2019 NBA Finals, download or stream the Warriors official team podcast by searching Golden State Warriors wherever you get your favorite podcasts. I'm Lawrence Scott, and this is Warrior Sound.